While not as famous as her husband, William Shakespeare, Anne Hathaway is no stranger to centuries of interest and speculation. Among noteworthy analyses is Germaine Greer's 2007 book that commands for Anne a place of her own in history and in the bard's work, resulting in the customary assumption of a loveless marriage. 9 years earlier, however, the romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love garnered 7 Academy Awards by sticking with a marital misery concept. Will escaped his cold wife and writer's block by moving from their Stratford home to London, where he found ample fame, fortune, and affection. Shakespeare's Will, written in 2005 by Canadian Vern Tyson and now playing in Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, offers another entertaining and intriguing take on Anne and the couple's relationship. This is a one-woman show, and it is a remarkable portrayal by Kristen Wold, Shakespeare and Company veteran actress. The play's name and storyline emanate from what the bard provided for his wife in his will, made in March 1616, a few years after retiring from the London scene and returning to the family home, and just a month before his death at age 52. He left her, quote, "my second best bed with the furniture," meaning bed furnishings, unquote, "nothing more." Indeed, this bequest is one of the few things known for sure about Anne Hathaway. A farmer's daughter, she was 26 years old when she married Shakespeare 8 years her junior. He likely wrote an early sonnet during their courtship, including with the labored pun, "Hadaway Hathaway." Pregnant when they wed, Anne bore the first of their 3 children in 1953. While he went to London, she continued in Stratford, moving in 1598 into a large house on the edge of town, presumably bought with her husband's theatrical profits. Shakespeare returned only occasionally until he retired. Anne outlived her husband by 7 years, dying in 1623 at age 67. These are the facts, but in Shakespeare's will, Ms. Wold, like author Tyson and the production's director Daniela Varon, is unfettered by uncertainty and ambiguity. She dives into the story with relish, sometimes impish, other times curious, reflective, lusty, and engaged. The play opens with Anne at her husband's funeral, unaware of the meager bequest. In a myriad of flashbacks, she addresses and interacts with her father, her husband, whom she calls Bill, their children, household servants, lovers, and a sister-in-law she loathes. There is occasional song and dance. Anne often reminds us that this couple's special vow was to allow, indeed enable, each other to lead independent lives provided they continued to embrace what they held most dear. This involved, with varying degrees of success, trust, faith, and respect on both their parts. Throughout the show, Ms. Wold manages to stay connected to Bill, to her story, the audience. Her performance is physical, exacting, riveting, and wrenching. Shakespeare's Will and Hathaway's vision of a unique union is on stage at Shakespeare and Company's intimate Bernstein Theater through Sunday, August 24th. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.